Now, I tend to agree with this. Shooting people up in a video game and walking into a store and shooting a bunch of people. You know, there's one story that really caught my attention yesterday. This morning, as I was listening to some of the coverage on the news this morning. That's all my fault. There's a story of a couple that went shopping for groceries, and they had their infant with them. And the maniac goes in there, sees the man and the woman, takes aim at the woman. The husband jumps in between, takes the bullet. He falls. The woman has the baby. She turns away so that he can't shoot the baby. He gets her in the back of the head and kills her. But the baby survived. Now, I don't want to be graphic and insensitive to what it is that you're thinking about this and what have you here. This is just diabolical. Who does this? Who goes in to a place like this and perpetrates this? Just the thought that you have a child. There's a baby there. That you have a child. An infant. And you take aim at it and you're going to kill. Of course, now, in a world where late-term abortions are now legal and cheered on in New York. New York City. New Tenochtitlan. Bills signed with great aplomb and cheer by Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo Quattle. It's kind of understandable, isn't it? Well, whack jobs in New York say, that's not a baby. Mrs. Clinton said, wow, wait a minute, hold on. You want me to, Governor Ralph Northam of Virginia. Let me see if I understand this. Baby's head's still in. It was born breech. Its butt's out, but the head hasn't escaped yet. Oh, yeah, you can kill it. Or you can just deliver it, and we'll have a conference, me and the mother and a doctor and some alleged preacher, and we'll decide what to do with it. Better church, that didn't happen. Yes, it did. We broadcast it on radio. A society, a civilization that has people in it that are elected to high stations of office, are empowered to continue on in that capacity? Is it possible? And someone may take this stuff seriously and go like, it's not a baby. Did the gunman see an infant? Or did he see a clump of cells? You know, for every libtard that wants to go out there, this is not a Trump's fault. He's inspiring all his hatred and evil. I can counter that by going, well, if it's Trump's fault, why isn't it the fault of people that are out there counseling late-term abortion of babies? And maybe the shooter went, hey, I'm going to do these people a favor. They shouldn't have had that kid. Number three. I have no evidence these mass shootings are orchestrated by the state and its intelligence agencies. However, as a student of history, I can tell you that what is unfolding now has precedent on several levels. Then the FBI taking over the KKK clavins in the 1960s. And then there's more of this. Number four, Manchurian candidates. It is entirely possible. The CIA has worked on this since the 1950s. Don't forget, the CIA assassinated Ngo Dinh Vinh, the democratically elected Catholic leader of South Vietnam. They orchestrated the hit. They executed the hit. Why? Because Ngo Dinh Vinh stood in the way of a good old-fashioned shooting war with the North Vietnamese communists and the United States entering on the side of the South Vietnamese. That's why a lot of weapons needed to be sold. A lot of firepower, a lot of ammo was going to go in there. And 70-some-odd thousand American soldiers would also die.